With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Columbia University has agreed to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. The Trump administration had canceled billions in government funding for the school, accusing Columbia of failing to squelch on-campus anti-Semitism. A veteran observer of the American political scene says President Trump's second term will surely go down in history.
Political commentator Victor Davis Hanson says President Trump is waging a classic counter-revolution.
It's economic, social, cultural, military, diplomatic.
He says Ronald Reagan tried something like it.
But not this multifaceted fashion.
From taking on big education and the Green Lobby to fixing the border and reinvigorating recruitment to the U.S. Armed Forces, all things, the expert said, could not be done.
He's doing all of that.
Hanson also says President Trump has undermined race and tribe with class interest, one that stresses a connection between working people from all backgrounds. Bob Agner reporting.
Ending the Israel-Hamas conflict is one of the Trump administration's goals, and to that end, a presidential envoy pursuing shuttle diplomacy in Europe and the Mideast.
Steve Witkoff has been delaying this trip as Israel and Hamas conduct negotiations in the Mideast country of Qatar. The fact that he is now coming to the region is a sign that those negotiations have made some progress. Witkoff is expected to begin with a meeting with an Israeli delegation in Rome. Depending on how those talks go, he will then decide whether to continue on to Qatar in hopes of wrapping up a deal that could halt this 21-month conflict.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem. A judge has sentenced Brian Koberger to life in prison for the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students almost 3 years ago. Motive unknown. Koberger is saying nothing. Dow futures down 134. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. President Trump has threatened to remove federal funding from schools that push the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Investigators trying to identify a mystery illness that sickened some kids in a Massachusetts church a couple of days ago.
Officials say eight children at a church near Harvard University, where a French youth choir was holding a concert, suffered seizure-like symptoms and were taken to hospitals. The Cambridge Fire Department responded Tuesday evening at St. Paul's Parish in Harvard Square. Emergency crews were called after one child showed symptoms which quickly spread to others. All eight were taken to hospitals. Officials confirmed the symptoms were non-life-threatening. Keith Peters, Washington.
Electric vehicle maker Tesla reports a 12% plunge in sales in the latest quarter. And the bottom line took a hit, with profits tumbling 16% for the 3 months through June. Quarterly profits fell to $1.17 billion. That's down from $1.4 billion a year ago. More details at SRNNews.com.